Exercises 3 and 4, page 9.
With me today is Alan Rogers, an extreme sportsman who runs a very unusual school. He teaches people how to do parkour. Welcome, Alan. Why parkour?
First off, thank you for having me. It's great to be here. Now, to answer your question, I love parkour. Always have. It's such a great sport that really anyone can do. You don't have to be an expert or an athlete. It's great exercise, and I just thought there's nowhere in my area for someone to learn it, so why not?
How did you get into it?
Well, I'm a very energetic person, so I go running and to the gym to keep fit, but I was bored with that. I wanted something more challenging, so I got in touch with an extreme sports center to see what they had to offer. And on my way to the center, I saw a couple of kids running and jumping over the walls and benches in a park. It looked like fun, so I checked it out on the internet, and now I teach other people to do it.
And what exactly do you teach? I mean, parkour seems pretty difficult to me.
When you see some of the experts out there perform their tricks, it does look difficult, but we start small. First, we do exercises to work on people's strength and fitness. That's important because you need both to do parkour well. Then we do small jumps in our specially designed course. You can also do these jumps around your own garden or neighborhood.
And who are the courses for?
We run courses for teenagers, but really anyone can do it as long as you're reasonably fit. We've actually had some people in their 50s and 60s asking us about lessons. I think it's an excellent way for anyone to get fit, and believe it or not, it can also help protect you.
How so?
It's not just about the moves. It also helps you notice dangers around you. When you do parkour, either on your own or with friends, you have to be able to look at the area near you and make decisions so you could work out what could hurt you. You have to do that quickly too, because you're usually running and moving very fast.
I see. So what would you say is the hardest thing about parkour? I mean, what do your students have difficulty with?
Well, all the running around is very tiring, and some of the moves are quite difficult. But with practice, the moves become much easier. So I would say that it's probably the height of some of the jumps. That's why we slowly increase the height in the lessons, so it's not so scary.